Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Hey, think I'm ready, baby.
Martin en span, julle is freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling so strong.
Jacaranda FM.
Let's catch up with Ravi Govender quickly, the acting CEO of Sascock. Ravi, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Hi, good morning, Martin. No problem.
A lot of acting positions at Sascock at the moment. Firstly, quickly, when are they going to consolidate all those positions?
Well, Martin, I think one of the biggest inhibitors to correcting all of these things is our funding and funding model. You know, over the last in this last quadrennial, that's starting in 2016, 2017, the funding inflow to Sascock was reduced by 100 million. Now, that's a significant number.
100 million.
Absolutely significant money. It's not mind-boggling. Most businesses closed down.
Why is that, though?
What happened is that, you know, one of our main resources of funding is from the National Lotteries Commission. And it wasn't anything sinister. What had happened is the Lotteries Commission changed its funding model and changed its allocation criteria. Sascock is not a national federation. Sascock is a macro body to which 76 federations enjoy membership of and 9 confederations from the 9 provinces. So national lotteries redefined these sporting structures, and Sascock was defined as a national federation. And in line with that, the funding allocation was reduced.
How does that affect swimming, for instance?
Well, it not just swimming, it affects the whole sports movement.
Sure.
At the following level. Number one, we have reduced resources to run our operational excellence program. You must remember, Martin, that Sascock is a high-performance component of our sports movement.
Sure.
Okay? So we focused on high performance. We focused on delivering team essay to multi-coded sporting events continentally and beyond the continent. The National Federation is the structures or components of the sports movement that develop and talent identify athletes. So we run an operational excellence program in order to ensure that we take the right type of talent, or we build our talent to become podium winners. We need to invest in the operational excellence program.
That's what makes it so ironic, right? Because our athletes and swimmers, as we just said, they bring so much pride and a hope to South Africans from all walks of life. And it's so weird that they would cut the funding and not, you should be given more.
Well, you know, we are global force to be reckoned with in the swimming pool, there's no doubt. But Martin, by the same token, our sports movement is a nation builder, right? Yeah. And I don't want to single out any code, but if you look at what sport has been contributing to nation building and what it has been doing to our country in terms of placing us on the global pedestal is phenomenal. And every sport brings a unique benefit to our country, both economically as well as socially. In the build-up to the Olympics, my office has been receiving calls from other national Olympic committees throughout the world. Who's qualified in this event? Who are you putting in this event? Because they fear us on the sports field. And if we can find a way of building and developing our athletes to greater heights of excellence, I mean, what a pleasure. And key to that is obviously funding.
Okay, so in terms of getting our athletes back into training, the top athletes, the elite athletes, the athletes that are possibly going to bring us the medals back home next year at the Olympic Games, how close are they to getting back to training? We had the national swim coach on earlier, Graham Hill. That's why I keep coming back to swimming. When can the swimmers get back into water? Also just spoke to Michael Hooley. He is a 19-year-old, as you know, from South Africa, who is an incredible swimmer. And he's also, you know, he's burning to get back in the water and train. This is his big moment. It's Olympic Games now next year. What is the communication there? What can you tell them?
Well, let's start from the most recent development, okay? Yesterday at Portfolio Committee, the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Minister Nathi Mthethwa addressed the portfolio committee. And he appraised them on the development of a framework and a proposal that is going to be sent to the command center to allow return to play. Now, that would have to be broken down in a phased approach. In other words, we'd first start looking at non-contact sport. That's probably easier. And without singling out sport, but just to give you an idea, codes like golf, surfing, swimming, angling, there are opportunities for them to return to play sooner than later. And provided, of course, the standard protocols as required of our government is observed, okay? Under those conditions, there are opportunities. And the minister is very supportive of that. And that is why he's addressed portfolio committee and he's taking forward the submissions from the sports movement. Taking a step backwards, Martin, we've developed at SESCOC what we call a COVID war room. Okay, and as the macro body, that war room is staffed with people from my management team as well as representation from the federation. That war room is collating information, collating proposals. You must understand the dynamics of each code and each federation are slightly different. But for purposes of providing a collective proposal to government, we are coordinating these submissions through the war room, and we are lobbying government each and every day. We've had excellent working relationship with the Department of Sports, and we believe that these proposals that we've collected together with our membership is what made the minister make the statements he made at portfolio committee.
I really do hope so, and I also hope that Olympic qualifiers would also then be a priority. It makes sense to me. I hear you when you say non-contact sports and stuff, and it all makes sense. But when it comes to making sense as well, getting these Olympic qualifiers, you know, back with their coaches, so that we don't fall behind. Basically, just getting back to the funding, and very quickly, we've already run out of time. Is interesting movement or development is that Alex Kosana, the acting president, is also on the lottery distribution committee. So can Alec not sway some of the funds back to you guys?
Well, Martin, let me just correct that first. Yeah. Alex Kosana used to serve in the structures of the National Lottery Commission.
Oh.
And as far as the information to us, and he, I think he's on record as saying that his term of office came to an end a while back. Okay?
No.
So he's no longer officially on that. However, clearly, when you have a network of relationships with various structures and various funding opportunities, clearly we will use those relationships.
Sure.
SESCOC as a body has some relationship with National Lotteries Commission, and with Alex Kosana now taking up that initiative and continuing it, we hope that we'll have some success in tapping into funds.
He's got the connections, he's got the numbers on his phone, so I really hope that that he could assist. The reason I'm saying that is because obviously so many athletes, young athletes, starry-eyed athletes that are the next Euros and household names and worldwide champions are just counting on you to get everything right and to represent them and to get all the structures in place. And in this case, to get them back to training. A lot on your shoulders, I realize that. I hope that the whole process is going to be sped up. And I thank you for your time and for actually talking to us. That's a huge step. It really is. But
appreciate thank you, Martin. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to send out one message to all our athletes.
Yes.
You know, we can't change what is the impact of the pandemic on us socially, economically. We can't change the position. We can't change the postponement of the games. The only thing that remains consistent within us and our athletes is the spirit of their dream to participate on that global stage. And I'm asking our athletes, don't let that spirit change. Keep that spirit no matter what the challenges are. You're competitive on the field and you'll be competitive under these circumstances as well.
All the best for getting SASCOC back to incredible standards and great representation of our athletes that are doing their part. And all eyes on you and all support from our side as well, I hope. And I know there are a lot of things that need changing and there's a lot of history there. And we're looking forward. I hope, Ravi, yourself and your new team will be a great representation for our athletes and our country.
Thank you, Martin. All the best to you, too.
Thanks, Ravi. Cheers. That was Ravi Govender. He is the acting CEO of SASCOC, you know, the governing body. And I hope that he says that they've been submitting so many things to government. I hope government hears them and our top athletes are get back to their coaches.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.